An early morning rain shower had passed over Galveston Island, but skies were clearing. Good news for volunteers who were showing up at a big meeting room inside the county courthouse.
All right. Hi. You have an ID?
I do.
About a dozen of them were signing in, posing for photo IDs that they'd be required to wear to show they were official members of the oil spill recovery effort. Kelly Stofkin came from nearby Seabrook.
I grew up in this area. I worked summers on a shrimp boat in Clear Lake, and I don't want to see anything happen to it.
The volunteers were coordinated by the Galveston Bay Foundation and the U.S. Coast Guard. 4 years ago, during the far bigger Deepwater Horizon spill, there were complaints that volunteers were, in the words of Coast Guard Lieutenant Dave Wood, shut down. They were turned away. Now there is a new program called Sentinel, which Lieutenant Wood explained to the volunteers.
The Sentinel program is one of the first programs of its kind to allow volunteers to go out and actually observe and report.
He laid out the do's and don'ts.
You will not be doing cleanup. You will not be touching oil. You will not be doing tar balls.
And the lieutenant warned them they might not want to take photos with their smartphones of any of that stuff.
Just remember, lawyers are involved. And if you have evidentiary pictures and you're taking evidence, you will lose that cell phone probably for the rest of your life.
We later checked with one of those lawyers who filed oil spill lawsuits, Tony Busby. He said he'd never heard of cell phones getting confiscated like that. But duly warned, the volunteers boarded a bus.
Who were my three that wanted to be the team leads?
They were dropped off along Galveston Beach.
You're going to go up to 53rd. I'm going to go down to Grand Avenue.
Walking among surfers and kids playing in the sand, it wasn't long before the volunteers were on a two-way radio, relaying coordinates for what they'd found.
Courthouse, we have some more tar sightings. It's going to be 29 degrees, 14.966 minutes. Beach team 2 out.
Sharon Hill is a volunteer from LaPorte.
We saw some tar balls, so we called them in to just have somebody come check them out.
Another volunteer we met was Marilyn DeMontron from Houston.
I love coming to Galveston. I love looking at the birds, so I felt like I should help with the cleanup.
It can be heartbreaking work. Volunteers have found dead dolphins. DeMontron's team found birds.
I don't like it when we find birds. But we found one oiled bird. And there are more. But like I said, hopefully we do the best we can, and the wildlife response groups are cleaning the birds.
DeMontron's family has a big car dealership in the area, so she knows all about what drives the local economy. We ask about the benefit of having so much commerce and industry here on the Gulf versus the risk highlighted once again by this latest spill.
Yes, there is a risk, but yes, we employ lots of people, and we provide petroleum products for the country, and I think we've reached a point where we can balance the risk versus the benefits.
With their three-hour shift over, the volunteers got ready to get back on the bus.
We are the winning group. We didn't find anything.
Okay. Volunteer Elisa Copeland from Friendswood was happy because her team found only clean stretches of beach.
It's a good way to help. Easy way to pay back. Better than jury duty.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.